Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield reporting from the 2018 NAFB convention in Kansas City. Iowa native Jared Miller tells us about his ascension to the top of the U.S. livestock auctioneering business.
So I grew up in an auction family. I'm actually third generation. Dad did a lot of agriculture, kind of farm auctions, some real estate. Not really livestock. We always had livestock. And, growing up, whenever we was ready to market calves, we took them to a livestock market. I always wanted that spot up on the block to sell cattle, and I've had some awesome opportunities over the last several years. And 10 years ago, or almost 11 years ago, I started working at Lamona Livestock Market, and I'm actually a part owner there now, and competed in the auctioneer contest the last 4 years, and was fortunate enough to be named champion this past year.
Walk us through the process. What, in your opinion, makes a great auctioneer?
You know, what makes a great auctioneer, in my opinion, is you've got to know your value. You've also got to be trustworthy. You know, if people don't trust you, you're not going to work for them. Those are two key factors that a great auctioneer should possess.
How about the art of it? You know, you want to have your own personality, I would imagine, your own flair, if you will. How did you develop yours?
Well, I had a lot of farm sales when I was about 5 years old playing with my toys. And it's just something that, you know, you pick an auctioneer. My dad was a great auctioneer. I learned a lot from him, not only the chant, but about life. And then, you pick out an auctioneer that you like the sound of, and you just practice and practice and practice, and one day it clicks, and then you kind of make it your own too. So it kind of grows. It evolves. I'll probably sound different in 5 years than what I do now. But I'm always one of the main things that I've done is change. If you're stuck in one spot, you're going backwards basically. So
you grew up around it, but what about somebody that is interested in auctioneering, but they don't have exposure to somebody that's done it? What's your advice to them?
My advice, if you want to pursue a career in auctioneering, go to auction school first. You'll meet a lot of great peoples, and you'll find some mentors there. Find a mentor, work behind them. That's probably the best advice that I could give. As far as for livestock auctions, you're probably not going to get that job selling livestock right off the bat. You may have to work in the back for a few years, and that's really, it's great experience, because you get to know cattle or livestock in general. You get a better understanding of quality and condition and all of that, that once you do get that job behind the block, behind the microphone, that you can capitalize on.
What's the atmosphere like at the Auctioneer Championships, and what was it like for you when you found out you won?
You know, the atmosphere is great. It's people. It's my people. And, auctions, livestock market owners, managers, buyers, the atmosphere as far as when I won it, it was humbling. It was certainly something that I've dreamt about. And I just had so many opportunities along the road, and I'm thankful for every one of those. And if not for them, I wouldn't have been there. Livestock Marketing Association, the contest is held in conjunction with their convention, the wealth of knowledge that's available there through the association. Win, lose, or draw, I always took something home from the convention.
Congratulations. Anything else you want to make sure we talk about today?
I think that covers it pretty well. If you want more information about Livestock Marketing Association, lmaweb.com is the website.
All right. Jared, thanks for your time.
You bet. Thank you, Mark.
That's Jared Miller of Leon, Iowa. From the 2018 NAFB convention in Kansas City, I'm Mark Dorenkamp for Brownfield.